Hi everyone, Rachel here, and I'm just doing an audio segment on an essay that I had to write a few weeks ago for Applied Communications, and mine was to do with immersive education. If you were to define immersive education, it would be something that engages the user into a virtual learning environment where they can come into contact with other users who are also using it, and they can be completely absorbed into the learning process. So I first looked at the different kinds of immersion that there was. And the first one was spatial immersion, and that is when virtual reality completely becomes the user's reality. So that would be maybe something like Second Life, where they are the avatar, they're involving with other people, that is their reality as long as they're playing. Tactical immersion happens when people become completely focused on a task. So, you know, sometimes when you're focusing on something really hard, you're completely in the zone, you're totally focused on that one task. And when someone comes over and like taps you on the shoulder or makes a loud noise and you're out of it, you're snapped out of it, and it's very hard to get back into that zone again, to get back into that state of mind. Strategic immersion is another kind. That's when you're looking at a problem, you have to try and solve this problem, and there's a lot of different ways that you could go about it, and it really depends on the kind of one that you choose. So you could look at chess for this example. There's lots of different moves you could make, but which one are you going to make? Which is the best move that you could make? Narrative immersion is the last one. And that's what happens when, for example, you're reading a book and you become so engrossed in it, you can nearly see it playing out in your head. The characters and the story are what all that matters. And again, like when you're in the zone focusing on a task, when someone comes over and knocks you out of that frame of mind, it's very hard to just completely get back into that story again. So I wanted to look at something that combined both education and becoming completely immersed in the situation, and what popped up was the cave. And this is a room where a picture is projected on the four walls and the floor and the ceiling. So you walk in there and it's all around you, so that's your reality, that's all that matters in that space and time. You can wear these special goggles so that when you're looking at an image, they're 3D, it's projected out towards you, so you can walk all around it. You can become completely involved with it, and the sound is 3D. So you can imagine if you were just taking an astrology lesson, suddenly you'd be out in space, there'd be meteors flying around you, you could hear them, you could hear the sounds that would matter as they whooshed by, and that would be your reality. You would be completely immersed in it, and you'd be learning at the same time. You'd be learning about maybe the moons of Jupiter, you'd be learning about the solar system, about stars, how they're formed, and you could be seeing them right in front of you and hearing everything all around you. So I think that was the most important part of immersive education, was that while you were learning, you're completely involved in your task. So the cave was a very high-tech example of immersive education. Like, not every school would have access to something like this, but they could have access to computers and something like Second Life. The kids could get an avatar, they could run around and interact with kids from other schools. They could talk, they could open up documents and plan projects and just work away with themselves, and then come out of it again and then back into it to work again. And then they could instant message each other, they could video message each other, it would bring it to another level. I think the most important part of immersive education is because you're so involved in your task and you're so involved in getting it working, and that's your reality, that is where the fun is. It's more fun than sitting down and having someone tell you this is this and this is that. You're involved in it. You're getting involved in it yourself, that's becoming your reality for a little while. And just think how much easier it would be to teach your kids when you can show them, when you can actually get them involved, when you can show them space, when you can show them volcanoes erupting and they're totally safe but they can see it. It would be so much easier for them to write a project when they know they can go on into Second Life, become their little avatar, and talk to other people who maybe would know a bit more or something that they wouldn't have learned. They could make their own volcano model in there. They could see so much more about it. They could watch videos about it. It's just a whole new way to teach, and I think it's a really good idea. I think it should be embraced.